Chidananda Ram ki jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya. Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Padanta Swamit Namani. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharani. Nivashesha Srinivadi Pashyachate Shatarani. So we'll read the translation to this poem by Narottama Das Thakur. In this material world, which is progressing toward hell, there is always a blazing fire, and everyone is struggling hard without finding peace. Therefore, the world wants to have real peace. It should take shelter under the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, which are cooling like the shining of millions of moons. Unless one takes shelter under the shade of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, it will be very difficult to approach Radha Krishna. Anyone who does not establish their relationship with Lord Nityananda is simply spoiling their boon of a human birth and the animal propensities of sense gratification. Never saying the names of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, they become absorbed in so-called material enjoyment, and their academic education and birth in a high family or great nation will not protect them at the time of death. They become maddened by a false concept of bodily life, and thus they have forgotten their eternal relationship with Lord Nityananda. Such forgetful persons accept the illusory energy as factual. When you achieve the mercy of Lord Nityananda, then you will be able to approach Radha Krishna. Firmly catch hold of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. The lotus feet of Lord Nityananda are not illusion. They are a fact, and anyone who engages in the transcendental loving service of Lord Nityananda immediately achieves their transcendental position on the spiritual platform, which is eternal and blissful. Therefore, always try to catch the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. Narottama Das Thakur says, "My dear Lord Nityananda, I am very unhappy, so I am praying to you to make me happy. Please keep me in the corner of your lotus feet." So, Lord Nityananda Kijai, Narottama Das Thakur Kijai. So, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. So Om Ganatu Madanda Shagyananjana. Shilakaya Chakshur Unminitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So first we're going to read from Srila Prabhupada from the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela Chapter 5 about the glories of Nityananda Balaram. So this chapter deals mainly with what's called the ontological position of Lord Balaram. That means who he is and what his relationship is with Krishna. And there's 11 verses in the beginning that summarize his ontological position. And then there's some verses towards the end that detail with the service he renders in terms of his various expansions. Of course, we understand that Lord Nityananda is the original spiritual master. There's a statement in the Vedic literatures, Nayamatma Bala Hine Na Labdwa, that nobody can make any spiritual advancement without approaching Balaram, and Balaram Hoila Vitai, as we hear from Narottama Das Thakur. Balaram and Lord Nityananda, they're the same person. The first expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so let's read these verses first, and then we'll talk about the ontological position, and then we'll get on to some of the pastimes. So, okay, we'll begin with text 4. And I'll read the Bengali since it's very nice. Sarvahadatari Krishna Swayam Bhagavan Tanhara Dvitiya Deha Sri Balaram. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is the fountainhead of all incarnations. Lord Balaram is his second body. I'll read part of the purport since it's very instructive in this regard. Lord Krishna, the absolute personality of Godhead, is the primeval Lord, the original form of Godhead, and his first expansion, Sri Balaram, the personality of Godhead, can expand himself in innumerable forms. The forms that have unlimited potency are called Swamsa, and the forms that have limited potency, the living entities, are called Vibhinamsa. That's us, Vibhinamsa. So text 5. Ekai Swarupa Dote Vina Matrakaya Ajakaya Vibha Krishna Lila Rasahaya. These two are one and the same identity. They differ only in form. Lord Balaram is the first bodily expansion of Krishna, and he assists in Lord Krishna's transcendental pastimes. And Prabhupada also explains, Balaram is the Swamsa expansion of the Lord. Therefore, there's no difference in potency between Krishna and Balaram. The only difference is in their bodily structure. As the first expansion of Godhead, Balaram is the chief deity among the first quadruple forms, and he is the foremost assistant of Sri Krishna in his transcendental activities. And now we get to Lord Nityananda. Say Krishna Navadvipe Sri Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Chandra, Say Balarama Sange Sri Nityananda. That original Lord Krishna appeared in Navadvip as Lord Chaitanya, and Balaram appeared with him as Lord Nityananda. So, Sankarsana Karana Toya Shati Garbhavada Shai Cha Payo Bahi Sai Sheshas Chayas Yangsa Kalasanitya Nandakyadama Shadanam Mamatsu Mamastu, sorry. May Sri Nityananda Ram be the object of my constant remembrance, Sankarshan, Seshanag, and the Vishnus who lie on the Karana ocean, Garbhat ocean, and ocean of milk are his plenary portions and the portions of his plenary portions. So, just a few more verses. Shri Balarama Goshai Mula Sankarsana Pancha Rupadari Karena Krishna Rasevana. Lord Balaram is the original Sankarsana. He assumes five other forms to serve Lord Krishna. Apane Karena Krishna Lilara Sahaya Shrishta Lila Karya Kari Dare Chare Kaya. He himself helps in the pastimes of Lord Krishna, and he does the work of creation in four other forms. So we're talking about the expansions of Balaram, the expansions of Lord Nityananda. Shrishti Adhika Seva Tanra Agyara Palana Shesha Rupe Kare Krishna Vivida Sevana. He executes the orders of Lord Krishna in the work of creation in the form of Lord Shesh. He serves Krishna in various ways. And Prabhupada, the purport, explains all the different expansions of Balaram. Sarva Rupe Ashva Doya Krishna Sevananda Se Balarama Gora Sange Nityananda. In all the forms, he tastes the transcendental bliss of serving Krishna. That same Balaram is Lord Nityananda, the companion of Lord Gaurasundara. So before we read about some of the different services Lord Balaram renders in terms of his expansions, we wanted to mention, very importantly, that Advaita Chuta Nadir Anantarupa Madhyam Purana Purusham Navyo Vinam Cha Vedeshu Durlabam Adurlabam Atma Bhakto Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. That when we're talking about Krishna and Balaram and what's called the plenary expansions, that means on the same plane, we're talking about basically the same person. And those of you who've been attending my classes at night know that I emphasize this point again and again and again, that all the different Vishnu Tattva expansions of the Lord, the plenary and portions of plenary expansions, are all the same personality of Godhead acting in different ways simultaneously and in unlimited circumstances. This is the nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's hard for us to understand it. And Prabhupada even talks about how yogis, they can have like 9 different expansions. And those expansions are like what? Television expansions. Have any of you been to Best Buy or someplace like that where they have a whole bunch of televisions up there? And they're all, if they're tuned to the same channel, of course, they're all showing the same image. And so that's the yogi. But Krishna, in his various expansions, his Vishnutattva expansions, they're doing different things and serving each other and interacting with each other in so many interesting ways. Of course, we have that story of when Narada Muni went to Dwarka and he visited the various palaces of Krishna and Dwarka. In each and every palace, Krishna was doing something different. And then they later on in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we find the story of the Mahavishnu wanting to see Krishna. And Mahavishnu keeps stealing the poor Brahman's children. And then Krishna and Arjuna have to go in a chariot, piercing through the coverings of the material universe to see the Mahavishnu. And Mahavishnu says, I just wanted to see you. So this is incredible. The same person. And of course, Krishna voluntarily puts himself under the influence of yoga maya so he can enact these various pastimes with his various expansions. And it is really interesting. I mean, if you talk about God being interesting, he is super interesting. And in all those various expansions, and of course, beginning with Balaram Nityananda, he is serving Krishna in Vrindavan. So let's hear about some of the services, and then we'll go on to the pastimes. So in other words, Lord Nityananda, Balaram, is non-different from Krishna, non-different from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's just a different mood that's executed simultaneously, different pastimes that are executed simultaneously. Whew, it's hard to understand. I cannot understand this with my teeny brain, as Prabhupada's a teeny brain. But I understand if I repeat Prabhupada's words that I'm speaking the truth. That's all I know. So anyway, so here are some of the glories of Lord Nityananda Balaram and how he serves Krishna in different ways. And specifically, I was interested in how he serves Krishna in the form of Ananta Shesh. And I'll just read the English here. Ananta Shesh is a devotee incarnation of God that he knows nothing but service to Lord Krishna. With his thousands of mouths, he sings the glories of Lord Krishna, but although he always sings in that way, he does not find an end to the qualities of the Lord. The four Kumaras hear Srimad Bhagavatam from his lips, and they in turn repeat it in the transcendental bliss of love of Godhead. He serves Lord Krishna, and this is particularly striking for me. He serves Lord Krishna assuming all the following forms: the umbrella, slippers, bedding, pillow, garments, resting chair, residence, sacred thread, and throne. So all the different aspects of the deity and of the temple, in fact, are considered expansions of Krishna, or expansions of Balaram, expansions of Lord Nityananda. So that's why, what, Mandiram Arjanado, we chant every morning, that the cleansing of the temple, and Prabhupada said the cleansing of the temple is non-different than the Murti worship, the deity worship, because the temple is an expansion of the deity. You know, right now, we are, in one sense, sitting on Balaram. Of course, we don't sit on Balaram per se, but this is his expansion, this temple, the singhasana, the umbrella, that is the covering over the deity's head, and the sacred thread, etc. He is called Lord Shesha, for he has attained the ultimate end of servitude to Krishna. He takes many forms for the service of Krishna, and thus he serves the Lord. That person of whom Lord Ananta is a Kala, or part of a plenary part, is Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Who therefore can know the pastimes of Lord Nityananda? From these conclusions, we can know the limit of the truth of Lord Nityananda, But what glory is there in calling him Ananta? But I accept it as the truth because it has been said by devotees, since he is the source of all incarnations. So Nityananda is the source of incarnations. Everything is possible in him. They know that there is no difference between the incarnation and the source of the incarnations. Previously, Lord Krishna was regarded in the light of different principles by different people. So, and then he goes on to some other philosophical points. So, I think we'll just talk about Lord Nityananda. Now, we talked about the ontology of Lord Nityananda, and of course, he is the he, Krishna, Vasudeva, Sankarshan, Arjuna, Aniruddha, Krishna, Balaram, Arjuna, Aniruddha, the original quadruple expansion, which is called the Chaturvyuha, which is very, very important. And in each and every appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Balaram, Nityananda, is serving the Lord in a very intimate way. And one particular appearance that Prabhupada commented on was the appearance of Lord Ramchandra, in which Lord Balaram Nityananda served him as Lakshman. And there's an interesting story that was told, and actually Bhakti Churumaraj told this story. He said that when Lakshman was serving Lord Ramchandra, Lakshman had to do a lot of things that he didn't want to do, such as putting Sita Devi in the fire, such as sending Sita Devi into the forest. I mean, all these things, though Lord Ramchandra was very pleased with Lakshman for the surrender, and Lord Ramchandra asked Lakshman, what do you want? Just ask for benediction. And Lakshman said, in the future, I only want to be your elder brother, not your younger brother. And so then as a result, Lakshman, Nityananda, you know, not different, became the elder brother of Krishna in the Vrindavan and Dwarka and Mathura pastimes. And we find that when he became the elder brother of Krishna, Krishna didn't follow the etiquette of always listening to him. Krishna did many things that really went against Balaram's desires. Balaram had arranged the marriage of Subhadra with Duryodhana. Imagine that. Actually, there was a plan that Duryodhana and Shakuni had that they would butter up Balaram by having Duryodhana become the disciple of Balaram, you know, with the club fighting. And then Duryodhana asked Balaram, I'd really like to marry your sister. And the reason for that was they wanted to form an alliance between the Kurus and Dwarka so that in the future the Pandavas would not be able to challenge them. And so Balaram had arranged this marriage, everything was arranged, and then Krishna arranged for Subhadra to be kidnapped by Arjuna. In fact, Subhadra kidnapped Arjuna instead of Arjuna kidnapping her, but that's another story. So we find also in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes that we have Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordering Lord Nityananda. Even though Lord Nityananda was very much older, I think he was like 30-something years older. Well, actually, he was 32 when Lord Chaitanya was 20, was about 21, about 12 years older. Yeah, about 12 years older, 12 years older. Because he was 32 when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed himself as a greatest devotee of the Supreme Personality of God. So it was about 12 years older. So, but still, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Lord Nityananda around. He actually ordered him to go to Bengal and preach. And of course, Lord Nityananda sort of disobeyed that order and came back during the Ratha Yatra ceremony. But still, Lord Chaitanya was ordering him. And Lord Chaitanya ordered Lord Nityananda to go on Sankirtan with Haridas Thakur. So he was actually following the orders of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even though Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was quite younger, like you said, 12 years younger. And also, we find that Lord Nityananda was initiated by Madhavendra Puri. which is really interesting because he was initiated. He was actually the godbrother of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's spiritual master, Ishwara Puri. So you find, according to the age and according to the spiritual etiquette, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should have deferred to Lord Nityananda, but he didn't. Anyway, and Lord Nityananda, when he went out on Sankirtan, he actually said that his intention was to glorify Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not only to save the conditioned souls like Jagai and Madai, but when he saw Jagai and Madai, he said, actually, if I can save these two rascals, it will really establish that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most munificent personality of Godhead, as Rupa Goswami stated later on. Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Padayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Jase Namaha. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most munificent personality because he is freely giving love of God to everybody. So, anyway, so let's get to some of the stories that we have here. And I'm going to talk about the stories of Lord Nityananda's childhood. And some of these are from the Chaitanya Bhagavat, and some of these are from the Chaitanya Mangal. Of course, Lord Nityananda appeared in the village of Ekachakra, which is in Radhadesh. And not the Radhadesh in Belgium, obviously. And his father's name was Hedai Pandit. And his father was a very learned Brahmin, very detached from material life. And his mother's name was Srimati Padmavati, a very pious and chaste lady. And Lord Nityananda was the eldest son of the family. So the parents were so attached to Lord Nityananda that they could not bear his separation, especially his father. And when Hridaya Pandit was going out and doing his work, you know, in the fields or attending to pilgrims or anything like that, Lord Nityananda would always accompany him. And even when Lord Nityananda fell behind Hridaya Pandit, in other words, just walking behind, like a few feet behind, Hridaya Pandit was in extreme anxiety because he could not see him. He would look around frantically. Where is Lord Nityananda? Where is Lord Nityananda? And it's described that Lord Nityananda had a soft body, and the description given the Chaitanya Mangal and Chaitanya Bhagavat was that his body was like butter, which sort of like melted. I mean, this is a metaphorical expression. It would melt when his parents would embrace him. Not really melt, obviously. So he was as dear to his father as the father, dearer than the father's life. But then what happened is that one day a sannyasi came to their home. And there's an etiquette, or there was an etiquette, that when a sannyasi would come to your home, you would just offer him whatever he wanted. And of course, this was very much manifest in the pastimes of Lord Ramchandra. When Vishwamitra Muni came to Lord Ramchandra's house, Dasara's house, and Vishwamitra Muni asked for Lord Ram. And Dasarath was trying to say no. He was saying, you know, take me instead to kill these demons, Marich and the other demons, Savahu. Just take me. And then Vishwamitra made the statement that this is the first time in your dynasty that someone has actually violated this etiquette. So the etiquette was very, very strong in those days. So anyway, so the sannyasi came to the house, and the sannyasi was very Krishna conscious, talking to Hridaya Pandit about Krishna's pastimes and everything like that. And as the sannyasi was getting ready to leave, the sannyasi said, I have one request. And Hridaya Pandit replied, famous last words, whatever you desire, you can have. And the sannyasi said, you know, I'm on pilgrimage going everywhere, and I don't have a good Brahmin assistant. Give me your son for a few days. I'll protect him. I'll protect him and bring him back. And your son will be able to learn about all the places of pilgrimage. And the sannyasi's words were just like knife in the heart for Dayapandit. And he actually remembered, here are his words. This is actually from the Chaitanya Mangal. Sannyasi has begged for my very life, and I feel that if I refuse, then I will be ruined. Great personalities previously have offered even their lives to fill the desire of a sage or a renunciate. In the Puranas, we read that Lord Ramchandra was more dear to his father Dasaratha than his own self. So he was actually recounting this particular pastime of Lord Ram. By divine arrangement, I have to take the position of Dasaratha. My son has to take the position of Lord Ramchandra. Otherwise, why is this happening to my son? And why is he acting so detached? So in other words, Lord Nityananda was acting, okay, let's go. You know, Hare Krishna, you know. And then Hriday Pandit consulted his wife, and his wife said, my dear, whatever you want, I go along with. It's also unusual nowadays. And then he returned to the sannyasi, and he gave Lord Nityananda to him. And as soon as Lord Nityananda left, it's described that Hriday Pandit crumbled to the ground. He became unconscious. He was crying in separation, and his cries could melt a stone. And so for 3 months, he did not eat or sleep or drink or take care of any bodily necessities. But he didn't die or become emaciated because he, being the father of Lord Nityananda, had a spiritual body. So these are Lord Nityananda's pastimes. And in the Chaitanya Mangal, it's actually mentioned the comparison between Srila Shukadev Goswami, who left his home right after he was born. And it's described that only the trees and the mountains would echo the plaintive cries of his father, Srila Vyasadeva. And Srila Vyasadeva was saying, oh, my son, oh, my son, oh, my son. And I was listening to a class this morning where Prabhupada again talked about how Shukadeva Goswami walked past these girls who were bathing naked in the river. And the girls didn't do anything because they said, you know, here's a transcendental personality. And Srila Vyasadeva walked by, and then they just cover themselves immediately. And so it's not that Srila Vyasadeva was not transcendental, but as a householder, he had to make distinction, those sorts of bodily distinctions, whereas Shukadeva Goswami, he didn't make those distinctions. Anyway, so this is the story of Lord Nityananda taking sannyas or leaving with a sannyasi. So previous, let's go back a little bit in time about Lord Nityananda's childhood. When Lord Nityananda was younger than this, of course, before he had left home, he and his friends had many wonderful pastimes, actually games that were really manifestations of the pastimes of the Lord. We can say it's not proper, according to the acharyas, to say they were imitations of the pastimes. You know, when we put on these different plays, they're imitations or plays of the pastimes. But when Lord Nityananda put them on, he was in the pastimes. So this is the statement of the acharyas, that it says they were not imitations of the Lord's pastimes, because they were the Lord's pastimes. So many of the pastimes are mentioned here. Sometimes the boys pretended they were in the council of demigods and they were listening to Bhumi as she was presenting an appeal because she was overburdened. And then the boys went to the riverbank and offered prayers, like the shore of the ocean of milk, and offered prayers to the God, to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And one boy pretended he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, said, I will take birth in Mathura, Gokul. And some evenings, Lord Nityananda and the boys would enact the marriage of Vasudeva and Devaki. Other times, they enacted the appearance of Krishna. They actually created a replica of Gokul, took Krishna there, and then tricked Kamsa by giving him Mahamaya. So some of the boys took the position of Mahamaya. One day, Lord Nityananda dressed another boy as Putana. Another boy climbed on his chest and pretended to drink the breast milk. Another day, Lord Nityananda, the boys made a cart made of reeds and then tore it to pieces. You know, that's just Shakata Shura Deben. And then Lord Nityananda and his friends would enter into different milkman's houses and steal milk from them and butter. So the boys never left Lord Nityananda and returned to their homes. It's described that day and night they would play with him. And the parents would sometimes say, "We have never seen anything like these glorious games. How does a small boy know so much about Krishna's pastimes?" And of course, we also remember a particular occurrence between Mother Yashoda and Krishna, where Yashoda Mai was actually telling Krishna about the pastimes of Lord Ram as Krishna was getting ready to take rest in the evening. And Krishna jumped up on the bed. And when Yashoda Mai was talking about Ram's fight with Ravan, and he jumped out on the bed and pulled out, you know, made believe he had a bow and arrow and just said, "Kill that rascal." And Yashoda Mai was just like, "Oh my God, what's happened with my son?" So you actually see that sometimes, you know, Krishna is manifesting certain pastimes that occurred in previous yugas or even that would occur in the future. So he's just like sometimes going into the mood of his various expansions, which is really interesting. So there was the pastime of the Kaliya serpent. Another day, Lord Nityananda and the boys went to Talavana and killed Dhenukasura, the ass demon. And they played games like killing Bakasura, Agasura, Vatsasura. And Lord Nityananda would play the buffalo horn again and again, played like he was lifting Govardhan Hill, played that he was stealing the gopis' garments. Of course, these were boys who were with him, not girls. Did the Yajnapatni pastime. And one of the most interesting ones, let me skip ahead here, because it's stated, bewildered by Lord Vishnu's Yogamaya, no one understood Lord Nityananda's true identity. So so many pastimes here. I don't have time to talk about them. Kubja pastime, killing the elephant, Kuvalya Pita, killing Shanura and Mushtika. The Vamana pastime and cheating Bali Maharaj out of the worlds. This is the one that is actually most striking. Uh-oh, what happened? Oh, you got to move it back to me. Then another day, all the boys became monkeys. And Lord Nityananda built the bridge to Lanka. And then what happened is that, skipping ahead, Lord Nityananda was playing the part of Lakshman. And as he was playing the part of Lakshman, he was enacting the pastime of killing Indrajit. And one boy declared, "I will now kill you, Lakshman, with my Shakti Shila weapon. Protect yourself, O Lakshman." Saying this, the boys struck Lord Nityananda with a lotus flower. And Lord Nityananda, in the mood of Lakshman, fainted. And he had no consciousness, as described anywhere in his body. The boys started crying because they thought Lord Nityananda had left this world. Hadai Padet. And his brother ran there. They saw there was no consciousness in the body and everybody was in complete anxiety. And then the boys remembered that Lord Nityananda had instructed that if this happens, someone should dress like Hanuman and give him the medicine. Then I'll be cured. So when he holds the medicine to my nose, my life will return. So this boy took the position of Hanuman and actually not only put the medicine into Lord Nityananda's nose or Lakshman's nose, but actually enacted all the other pastimes of flying to the Gandharvana hills and getting the medicine and killing a rock crocodile at the same time. So, then eventually Lord Nityananda comes back to external consciousness. And Lord Nityananda was asked, "How did you learn all this?" Smilingly, Lord replied, "These are my pastimes." So for 12 years, Lord Nityananda stayed at home, playing these different pastimes. After that, so he was 12 years old when he went with a sannyasi. And then for 20 years, he went on pilgrimage. And at the age of 32, he was able to encounter Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So while he was in pilgrimage, all the activities were completely wonderful. So we're going to describe some of the activities on pilgrimage. First, he went to Vishram Ghat in the Yamuna, and he wandered around Govardhan Hill. He went to the 12 forests in Vrindavan, went to Nanda Maharaj's home in Gokulas, sat down and cried, offered obeisances to the Madan Gopal deity there. And then after that, he went to Hastinapur, then to Dwarka, then to Siddhapura, the home of Lord Kapiladev, then to Shiva Kanchi and Vishnu Kanchi. And so there's two halves of the city, Kanchipuram, and the Shiva devotees and the Vishnu devotees that are always arguing with each other is who is supreme. And it's described a great battle between the two opposing sides. Lord Nityananda laughed at them. Then he went to Kurukshetra and other places and Ayodhya, and seeing Lord Ramchandra's birthplace, he wept many tears. And this is very interesting. He went to Guhaka Chandala's kingdom. That's the Nishada friend of Lord Ramchandra. There, Lord Nityananda fell into a deep trance simply by remembering. So Nishada means like a lower class person. Chandala is also the statement here. So you see that someone who was actually in practically the lowest level according to society was considered very, very dear by Krishna, by Lord Nityananda. Simply by remembering King Guhaka Chandala, Lord Nityananda remained in a blissful trance for 3 days, gazing at the forest where Lord Ramchandra walked. Lord Nityananda, overwhelmed with feelings of separation, rolled about on the ground. Then he went to visit Lord Parashuram and went to Haridwar, the birthplace of the Ganges. Anyway, then he went to Madurai. I'm skipping some places. Shri Parvata, and he met Lord Shiva and Parvati. And Lord Shiva and Parvati were disguised as a Brahmin and a Brahmani, the Brahmin's wife. And Shiva and Parvati served them very nicely. Parvati happily cooked for Lord Nityananda, and Lord Nityananda smiled and offered respectful obeisances to both of them. He went to Vyasa's ashram, and Srila Vyasadeva understood that Lord Nityananda was Lord Balaram himself, and Vyasa received him with great hospitality. Then, very interesting, Lord Nityananda went to a Buddhist ashram. And the Lord saw the Buddhists. They were sitting down, meditating on whatever, the void. And Lord Nityananda asked the Buddhists some questions. No one answered. So Lord Nityananda got so angry, he kicked them all in the head. This is very interesting. The Buddhists ran away. And laughing, Lord Nityananda wandered in the forest. So then, shortly thereafter, after going to Kanyakumari and Kanyakubja, he met Madhavendra Puri, his spiritual master. So it's described here that Madhavendra Puri's body was filled with love for Krishna. And as soon as Madhavendra Puri and Lord Nityananda saw each other, they fainted in ecstasy out of spiritual love and fell motionless. Of course, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declared many times that Madhavendra Puri is the root and trunk of the nectar kalpa vriksha tree of devotional service. So Lord Chaitanya understood whenever he came in contact, see, now we're talking about Lord Chaitanya, anyone who had like ecstatic love of God, that they had some connection with Madhavendra Puri. That was an indication. So the other disciples of Madhavendra Puri, seeing Lord Nityananda and Madhavendra Puri both unconscious and embracing each other, started crying. And when they regained external vision, they wept and wept and wept and cried out of ecstasy. And the two of them, as described, rolled on the sand and called out, overcome with love for Krishna. They were chanting, Krishna, Krishna. A stream of tears poured from their eyes. And it's described in the Chaitanya Mangal that the earth thought it herself fortunate to be bathed by that stream. There was no end to the ecstatic symptoms being manifest by these two great personalities. And Lord Nityananda said, I have visited many holy places. Today I have attained the fruit of all those visits. Today my eyes have seen the feet of Madhavendra Puri. Now I have seen the great spiritual love he bears. My life has become fortunate. Embracing Lord Nityananda, Madhavendra Puri gave no answer. His throat was blocked with tears of love. Gadgada, rudya, gita. His spiritual love was such that Madhavendra Puri did not let Lord Nityananda leave his chest. Amazing love that these two personalities had for each other. So, let's see, skipping ahead a little bit. So they spend some days talking about Lord Krishna, and Madhavendra Puri said, I have not seen this kind of spiritual love. Wherever this love is present, all the holy places stay. Now I know that Lord Krishna is merciful to me. Now I have a friend like Nityananda. If Nityananda is present, then any place becomes Vaikuntha and all the holy places. Whoever hears from a devotee like Nityananda will certainly attain Lord Krishna. Whoever has even a single sesame seed of hatred for Lord Nityananda will not even, though he may be a devotee, be dear to Krishna. So in this way, they were talking back and forth, and they didn't know whether it was the day or night while they were interacting with each other. So after some days, Lord Nityananda left for Setubandha. That's, of course, in South India, the bridge to Lanka. In this way, Lord Nityananda traveled to all the holy places, and at the end, he returned to Mathura. And from then on, he always stayed in Vrindavan, waiting for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to manifest his pastimes in Navadvip. So, it's described he did not eat. Sometimes he drank milk, if it was given without him asking. Concealing his true identity, Lord Chaitanya now stays in Navadvip. That's what Lord Nityananda was thinking. So there's actually a special place right near Radhakund where Lord Nityananda was sitting down. Usually, at this particular time, I'm in Radhakund. Sorry, Govardhan. And we're celebrating at Lord Nityananda. Some of you might have been with me. Some of you souls have been with me during that particular time. We're there at that particular place where Lord Nityananda was sitting, waiting for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to appear. It's a beautiful place right off of the Parikrama path around Radhakund. But also he enjoyed himself. He didn't just sit there. It's described he enjoyed pastimes in the Yamuna. He played games with the boys in the forest of Vrindavan. Meantime, Lord Chaitanya was constantly engaged in chanting after he took initiation from Ishwara Puri, and he felt very sad because of Lord Nityananda's absence. So Lord Nityananda was waiting in Vrindavan for Lord Chaitanya to reveal himself. And then eventually, when he heard that Lord Chaitanya had begun his Sankirtan movement, he immediately came to Navadvip and stayed in the house of Nandanacharya. The house of Nandanacharya is on the outskirts of the Mayapur area, Navadvip area. So it's described that Nandanacharya, a great devotee, was very happy to see Lord Nityananda stay in his house. Lord Nityananda exhibited an effulgence like a brilliant sun. He was very, very tall, extremely tall, and he roared like a lion because he's a direct manifestation, direct appearance of Lord Balaram. It's described as beautiful glowing face could have easily defeated 1,000 shining moons. And his teeth were white and radiant, like if a pearl was held next to him, the pearl would look like a faded and discarded piece of glass. Oh my God. He had a long, languid eyes in which stole the pinkish tinge of the early rising sun. His arms were long and reach down to his knees. That means when you're standing up. Not, you know, obviously, no, I can reach down. So that's a sign of a great personality, where the arms are so long. My arms are not that long, obviously. And he possessed a robust chest and broad shoulders. His lotus feet were soft. His gait, that means how he walked, was graceful. He spoke to everyone with kind words, which severed the bonds of material attachments within everyone's heart. Wow. Even a gross materialist or an ignorant or fallen person can cross over this ocean of material nescience if he simply chants Lord Nityananda's name. Nityananda. So I just crossed over. I just crossed over the ocean. Okay. His holy name is capable of purifying the entire material creation. It's described, whoever hears of Lord Nityananda's pastimes of coming to Navadvipa will be blessed with love of Godhead. And so then Lord Chaitanya knew that Lord Nityananda had come, but he wanted to play a trick on his devotees. He said, a great personality has come to Navadvipa, or will come to Navadvipa. And Lord Chaitanya revealed that last night, he said, last night I had a wonderful dream. A chariot came and stood in front of my door. The chariot's flag had a palm leaf written on it. The chariot was meant to carry one from this temporary material existence to absolute reality. The passenger of that chariot was a colossal figure. He carried a plow on his large shoulders. He was moving about as if he were restless. In his left hand, he carried a renunciate's water pot, which was wrapped over by cane reeds. On top, he wore a blue cloth, and his lower dress was also blue. A beautiful earring pierced his left earlobe. His whole appearance and demeanor gave me the impression that he was Lord Balaram. Then this person said, does this house not belong to Nimai Pandit? Never before I had seen such a this is Lord Chaitanya, formidable looking mendicant. I felt great respect for this personality. I asked him, I see that you are a great personality. Who are you? Smiling, he replied, I'm your brother. Tomorrow we shall get to know each other. His words increased my delight, and I began to feel that he and I were the same person. In the middle of the narration, the Lord went to an ecstatic trance and entered into the mood of Balaram. He began to roar and shout loudly, bring me wine, bring me wine. His thundering voice seemed to burst the eardrum. Srivastava Pandit said, listen to me, my Lord. The wine that you want is not to be found anywhere, but you and others will have it only if you distribute it. So then, just to make a long story short, the devotees were thinking, there must be a reason for all this wildness today. And then Murari Gupta understood. He said, there's a great personality has come to Navadvipa. I told you earlier we would meet a great personality. So then Haridas Thakur and Srivas Pandit were sent out to find Lord Nityananda. They went all over Navadvipa, everywhere. After a few hours of intensive searching, they came back and they said, we could not find him anywhere. Anyway. To be continued. To be continued. Sorry about that one. All glories to His divine grace. Srila Prabhupada, Lord Nityananda, Ki Jai.
Hari Purusha Tamaham Bhajami Govindam Hari Purusha Tamaham Bhajami Govindam Hari Purusha Tamaham Bhajami Bhagavatam samasitam Buddha sundarangam Kandar bhagavitamaniyam
priti manti pasyan divan ikayan
Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nayako Maure Tumma Bina Ke Dayalu Jagat Samsare Patita Pahuvanna Etu Kavavatara Motsama Pate Tatrama Napaime Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhe Kripabalakan Nakar Ami Baro Tuke Nayakoro Sitapati Padwe Jagat Sahana Kanae of my Kripa Bhav Lepa Chaitanya Nityananda Sarup Sanna Anna Rupa Rana Vata Chuga Se Jima Koro Sri Acharya Prabhu Sri Nivalakas Jaya Koro Sri Acharya Prabhu Sri Nivalakas Ramachandra Sangama Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Hoya Kura Mohu Rai Uma Bina Ke Jaya Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Paramahansa, Paravatacharya, also Tada, Satashi, Shimad. His divine grace, Abhaya Chananara Bhaktivananda Goswami Srila Prabhupada Jaya. ISKCON founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Jaya. Anantakoti Vaishnav Rindikajaya Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Jaya. Prem Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Gadadha. Shiva Siddhi Gaur Bhaktavinda Gijaya, Shri Shri Radhakrishna Gopika Vanath Shayam Kun Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Gijaya, Vrindavanam Gijaya, Bachuradam Gijaya, Navadeepdam Gijaya, Jagannatha Swami Gijaya, Yavunamai Gijaya, Srimati Lassi Devi Gijaya, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Gijaya, Gaur Premananda Hari Hari. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Namo Vishvadaya Krishna Pastaya Buddhale Shri Madhavakti Pananda Swam. Stay Saraswati Devi Gaurani Pshani Nisaisis Nirvati Pashjata Vishnu. So read the translation. My dear Lord, please be merciful to me, because who can be more merciful than your lordship within these three worlds? Your incarnation is just to reclaim the conditioned fallen souls, but I assure you that you will not find a more fallen soul than me. Therefore, my claim is first. My dear Lord Nityananda, you are always joyful in spiritual bliss. Since you always appear very happy, I have come to you because I am most unhappy. If you kindly put your glance over me, I might also become happy. My dear Advaita Prabhu, husband of Sita, you are so kind, please be kind to me. If you are kind to me, naturally Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda will also be kind to me. I pray for the mercy of Surup Namadar, the six Goswamis, namely Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatan Goswami, Sri Bhatta Raghunath Goswami, Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Sri Raghunath Das Goswami and Lokanath Prabhu. I, Narottama Das, pray to the merciful Srinivas Acharya, and I always desire the company of Ramachandra. So, Chikshastika, Cheto Dharpa Namar. Srinivas Acharya, 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 Sriniv